preparing to endure is inhuman.
You talking to the Rolex wearing diamond ring wearing can steal, woo, we'll do it. Limousine like jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo.
They call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. It's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sits up.
Welcome to the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show.
Oh, yes, sir. What energy. What excitement. You have it, my friend. You have what they refer to in the wrestling business as charisma, as the it factor. No, you've got it. I've been around this business for 41 years. I know all kind of people who don't got it. You, my friend, got it on your 10th birthday. This is a Stanley Mack birthday spectacular episode. And we have all kinds of activities going on today. It should be very exciting. All the windows are up. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful Sunday. We have people making pickles. There's a dog who's joined the podcast with us today. But of course, I'm here now. My name is Eastside Dave, and I'm here now with my co-host, the birthday boy, 10 years old, double digits. His name is Stanley Mack. Stanley, say hello to everyone.
Hello.
Say hi.
Hi.
You know what tonight is?
What?
Money in the Bank.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here, baby. Because what the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show does is a program of prognostications and predictions. Each and every time there is a pay-per-view, if you get my drift.
Despite what name it is.
That's right. You're on fire today. 2 points. How has your birthday weekend been thus far?
It's been great.
It's been great?
We have an Xbox here. We got...
Give us a couple highlights.
Daddy got me on a lightsaber.
That's right. And we got some Star Wars action figures. Is that true?
Yeah.
Very nice. You got Luke Skywalker, Return of the Jedi, Episode 6.
Luke.
Very cool looking, by the way. That's when he had the Michael Jackson-esque one glove on his hand, on his right hand.
He doesn't have that anymore in like Episode 8.
I don't think so, no, because we saw his robot hand in Episode 8. But I always wondered, why not two gloves, you know? Just the one glove. Very fashionable.
Well, isn't it only one glove that got cut off?
It's only one hand that got cut off.
Oh, that's probably why. He doesn't need it for the other hand.
All right, 2 points. Good. All right, you're on top of it today. You're doing a good job, believe it or not. What else? Did you mention that... there was a crazy wiffle ball home run derby.
Oh, yeah, it was in Clinton. I needed two. I needed one to tie.
Yeah, Stanley was down by one with two swings left. One of those two swings, if that went for a home run, he tied it up. And what did you do? Did you choke? Did you swing and miss?
Would that have been a big choke job?
That would have been a great choke job that you would have never lived down until the end of time. I would be mocking you and taunting you. But two swings left. What happened?
I got both of them home runs.
Unbelievable. I have not seen anything like it since Derek Jeter's walk-off home run in the World Series in 2001. I'm just being honest. It was an incredible piece of clutch hitting and coming through when the spotlights are shining bright. And speaking of... bright spotlights, money in the bank. Stanley, you know, this is, we talk about this all the time. For a long time, it was the top four WWE pay-per-views. Obviously, WrestleMania and SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble. But you and I seem to feel like it's really a top five these days with money in the bank. having as much importance as some of those other ones.
No.
Especially Survivor Series. I mean, what's more important in the larger scheme of things? Money in the Bank or Survivor Series?
Survivor Series.
Over Money in the Bank? There's no...
Is Survivor Series is a big pay-per-view.
I understand it's a big pay-per-view, but for ramifications wise, all right. Listen, this is what we do.
I'll tell you.
On your birthday, I'm going to argue.
I'll tell you why. The reasoning is because there was the first four pay-per-views that when there was only four, there was WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, and Survivor Series.
All right, great points. You're on top of it today. I'm not lying. You've brought your A game today for a change. Usually you bring what I refer to as your C-minus game, you know, which is quite lazy. Sometimes you even bring your F game, you know, when you're totally out of it, failing at the podcast, destroying our numbers, our subscription numbers. Everyone's clicking unsubscribe. Usually that happens because of you. And your performance, but not tonight. On your birthday weekend, there seems to be a little extra fire. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into it. Money in the Bank. You ready to rock and roll, my little friend? Let's start off with a match that we think is going to be on the kickoff show, I believe. But that's okay because we like it. We like this match. And it's Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus the Usos.
Well, my question before I say, are the new Daniel Bryan and Rowan champs?
I thought they were champs, weren't they? But you know what? Right here, it does not say that they're champs. Let's assume that they are champs. Anyway, let's go for it here.
The new Daniel Bryan and they'll go and win.
Agreed. Agreed. Both me and you have thoroughly enjoyed the new Daniel Bryan. Since he's been a heel, he's been a tremendous amount of fun to watch. One of the top guys in all of the WWE, and we're enjoying him.
You're talking about the new Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
He's great.
I know, he is great. All right, let's go for a fun one. Steel cage match between The Miz and Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon turning heel after being in the WWE since, what, 2016? A few years, he's been a babyface. He finally has turned heel. And The Miz, of all people, is the good guy. Who do you think is going to win this steel cage match?
I think Upset City.
Upset City, I like this.
I think Shane McMahon.
Wow, that is a bit of an Upset City. Shane McMahon goes with Stanley. I'm going to disagree. I'm sorry. I'm going with The Miz. I think The Miz has been bullied by Shane. He's had enough. He's had enough.
This is what I see. They're going to keep doing this like a bunch of more times, and then Shane McMahon beats The Miz. And then finally, it might even go all the way to SummerSlam, and then finally The Miz wins.
Okay, so you just think that they're going to extend this feud for a little bit. All right, it's been a good feud. We were there at WrestleMania, at MetLife Stadium. You know what? This is our first episode since WrestleMania.
So we got
to say, I mean, was that not one of the greatest times we've ever had in our entire life?
It was one of the greatest.
I mean, it was incredible. And we were that thing with The Miz and Shane McMahon on that platform, when Miz did a superplex off of a platform into it looked like they were going into nowhere. It looked like they were going to fall for hundreds and hundreds of feet. It was amazing.
In my opinion, that was the best match of the night, in my opinion.
That was your favorite, Miz and Shane. That no-holds-barred match. I thought it was great, too.
Was it your favorite match, Adar?
I loved the Seth Rollins-Brock Lesnar match that started it off. I thought that was fantastically fun.
That might have been the best.
It was fun for me. Anyway, so I'm disagreeing with you. I'm going Miz. I think Miz wins, but Stanley's going with Shane McMahon. All right, I like it. How about this? A singles match. Roman Reigns versus Elias.
This could be actually a pretty big match.
I agree. Big for Elias' career, I think.
Two Upset Cities in a row. Elias.
You're going with Elias over Roman Reigns? Here's the shocker. I'm agreeing with you. Since Roman's been back, he's been on fire, he's been winning every single match, I think this is finally a match at a pay-per-view that Roman does not win. And it's time to start getting Elias involved in terms of, you know, showing up in the ring, too. He's very funny, he's great, he's entertaining, but we need him.
This would be huge for Elias's career if he beats somebody like Roman Reigns.
Agreed. Elias needs this one, and I think he's going to get it. All right, let's go with one of the first two WWE Women's Championship matches. First up, Becky Lynch, of course, your Raw Women's Champion, versus Lacey Evans. This one, of course, is just for the Raw Women's Championship. Becky Lynch having another match, which we'll address later on. So what do you think?
I think... Becky Lynch will win.
Yeah, I can't see Becky losing to Lacey Evans right now.
This is not. If I did Lacey Evans, I would have said Upset City.
Yeah, you would have, and you would have been right to have done so. Give yourself 2 points. Give yourself minus two for not even saying thank you when I gave you two. Come on, 2 points.
8 points.
Give yourself minus 6 points for gloating.
10 points.
Minus 11. Anyway, I'm with you. Becky Lynch beats Lacey Evans. This is an easy prediction, in my opinion. How about this for the WWE United States Championship? It's Samoa Joe, your United States Champion, versus Rey Mysterio. What do you think, Stanley Mack?
This is tough.
Well, give it to me.
I think Samoa Joe has had a great one as U.S. Champion. And I think that his great one's going to end.
Whoa!
I think Mysterio, Rey Mysterio.
Wow! That's a bit of a bold prediction, in my opinion. I don't know why. I feel like Samoa Joe's definitely going to win this match.
You think I'm dead wrong?
Yeah, I do. Like most things in life, you're usually dead wrong. Last night, I saw you walk into a wall. I was like, what's wrong with this guy? Do you have eyeballs?
Yes.
Well, tell him to concentrate harder.
I have some in the back of my head.
I don't think so. Otherwise, you would have seen that wall coming. So I disagree with you. Samoa Joe, in my opinion, will win. Hey, let's go with the WWE Championship. I love this match. Kofi Kingston, your WWE Champion, versus Kevin Owens. What do you think?
Kofi Kingston is still your WWE Champion.
Kevin doesn't win?
Yeah. This is actually a little bit tougher than you would think.
You think so?
Yeah, but I think, Kofi, it's tough to imagine Kofi losing.
Agreed. He just won at WrestleMania. Feels like Kofi's going to continue with this. So I'm with you. Kofi wins this one.
This probably might be another one that goes all the way to SummerSlam.
I'm all for it. Keep Kevin Owens in the main event picture. Have him feud with Kofi. I love it. I think it's a great feud. All right, let's go with the second Becky Lynch match now. Of course, this is Becky Lynch, your SmackDown Women's Champion, in addition to being Raw Women's Champion. She is Becky Two Belts. But this is Becky Lynch putting her SmackDown Championship on the line against Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair. Whoa! Quick prediction from Stan the Man, the birthday boy, the birthday champion, the king of champions, the king of the world, Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, I'm king of the world, James Cameron, Oscar, multiple Academy Awards, giant ship, iceberg, floating, people drowning at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, frozen, icicles, I'm king of the world. You're at the bottom of the ocean. I'm king of the world. You're a frozen popsicle.
I vote.
Can we get back on track, please? This is a serious wrestling show. Okay, some of us take this seriously. So, now we are going with Becky Lynch versus Charlotte for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Who do you like?
Charlotte.
I'm really surprised at that.
I'm not being... Because this is, I think Becky, I've been telling you this, is that I think usually Vince McMahon wants one win for Becky and one lose for Becky.
You think she's going to split her matches. Yeah. She'll win one match and keep the other one. I get your point.
I mean, do you think...
I eventually would like to see a unification of many of these belts. And let's go back to a time of WWE champion... Of, you know, one tag team, of one women's belt, maybe get rid of the Universal. You know, it's just, let's...
I feel like Vince McMahon really wants the Universal to be as big as the WWE.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But, I, you know...
It doesn't make any sense because there's only one WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
I understand. I'm with you on this one. All right, so we disagree because I'm going with Becky. I think Becky goes in there a bit of a doubleheader, if you will, and I think she emerges 2-0. All right, Stanley Mack, let's go. Speaking of the women, let's go for the women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Now, here are your participants in the women's Money in the Bank match. We're talking Natalia, Dana Brooke, Naomi, Bailey, Mandy Rose, Ember Moon, Carmella, and Nikki Cross. Those are your participants.
You know what? You know what? I actually heard about this too. Alexa Bliss got... I don't think she's ready for competition yet.
She was in it.
I know, but I heard that they cut her off a bit.
I guess they cut her out and put Nikki Cross in.
I've actually heard of that.
Okay, well, who's going to win? Let's go.
Upset City.
Yeah.
Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross. Wow, bold prediction. I'm looking at the contestants. Mandy Rose.
That's actually good. I'm going to keep with my prediction.
You are.
Just Mandy is a good prediction. I can see her winning.
Thank you. So can you award me some point total, please? I mean, what is this?
Yes, but...
Well, give me my point.
I'm just going to minus you 20 points for having a bad prediction.
You just told me the prediction was good. This is... Oh, that was just a heel turn that you did to me. Okay, let's go with the Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles match. This is a singles match for the WWE Universal Championship. Of course, Seth Rollins, your Universal Champion. AJ Styles, your very competent challenger. Stanley Mack, who do you like in this one? This is a big time match here.
How can you? I have no idea. This is what I think. The ending. AJ is going for a phenomenal form on Rollins. Rollins moves out of the way, and then he accidentally hits the referee. And then he turns around and elbows Seth Rollins and does a heel turn.
And does AJ win?
Yes, and then the Style Clash, the referee gets back up 1, 2, and 3.
Wow. So you're saying AJ Styles, heel turn, low blow, new champ, new Universal Champion. That's a big time prediction, and it is dead wrong. No way Seth Rollins loses tonight, but I assume that he and AJ will put on a fantastic match. Certainly going to be one of the highlights of Money in the Bank. I'd be shocked if it wasn't a wonderful match.
This is a match that I don't think will go so well.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
It
depends. I guess if AJ's going to turn bad, then maybe this is going to be a good feud here.
Yeah.
All right. So we disagree, but I can't wait. I can't wait for that one. And lastly, the men's Money in the Bank match. You're talking... Here are the participants. Sami Zayn, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, Ali, Finn Balor, Andrade, Randy Orton. Those are your participants.
When did Randy Orton get out of then?
When what?
When did Randy Orton get out of then?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But he's there. So who do you like?
Maybe... I'm changing my prediction of Kofi.
Okay.
Because Kofi wins and Sami Zayn wins, cashes it in, becomes new WWE champion.
Oh, I like that. That's fun. And I was actually going to say Sami Zayn was going to win. So, now I want to be different than you. Well, you know what? Let's go with Drew McIntyre for me. I've been a fan since he's been back in the WWE, and I'd like to see him get the Money in the Bank. I think he would be a good guy to hold it and, you know, intimidate people with it, threaten people with it. But I really like your Sami Zayn prediction.
So, Dead Bond?
No, I was initially going to go with Sami Zayn myself. So you stole my thunder, as they say. Do you know what that means?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What does it mean? What is, if someone says, you stole my thunder, what does that mean?
You were going to say something, and then I said it.
That's right. You got it. Give yourself 2 points for a change. All right, look, that'll do it. We did it. Episode. Another classic episode in the books. For the Eastside David's Son Wrestling Show. Any final predictions, impressions, anything?
No.
Anything at all from the birthday boy?
No.
10 years old. Can you believe this?
No.
You believe 10 years old?
No.
How old do you feel? Like 2, 3?
Yeah.
Alright, bro. Hey, enjoy your birthday. And I will talk to you later. As for me, I am Eastside Dave. That's my pal here. That's my co-host. That's the star of the show. Let's be honest. His name is Stanley Mack. And this is the Eastside David's Un-Wrestling Show. And guess what? Enjoy Buddy in the Bank, everybody. We'll see you later.